1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It's getting dire in parts of Florida when it comes to gas. Days after Hurricane Milton made landfall, and the problems are growing for those coming home and for those who stayed back. Nick Volturo was with CBS TV affiliate WTSP in Bradenton, Florida.
It's really been a problem trying to get gas no matter where you go. We were at the Walmart. They had 7,000 gallons left. That was tapped out almost immediately as people were waiting online for hours. Some people even were pushing their car in.
24 days until Election Day, and both candidates are out there this weekend. Republican Donald Trump in California saying Florida's governor did not want his rival's help.
Ron DeSantis has done a very good job in Florida. He didn't want her even involved.
For her part, Democrat Kamala Harris released her medical records today, her doctor saying she is in excellent health.
It's obvious that his team, at least, does not want the American people to see everything about who he is.
After Harris's release, the Trump campaign shared a statement saying that he is in perfect and excellent health to be commander-in-chief, but did not give specifics about his health. Police say gunfire broke out among a crowd near a Tennessee university celebrating homecoming. One person killed, 9 others hurt. Don Aaron is with the Metro Nashville Police.
Among the 10 people who are injured are 3 juveniles, one age 12, 2 age 14. All of the juveniles are non-critical.
No word on whether any suspects have been arrested. The latest on the Israel-Hamas war from the BBC's Neil Nunez.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 15 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in different parts of the country. One of the targets was Deir Billah in northern Lebanon, which had not been hit before. The IDF says Hezbollah militants fired more than 300 projectiles into Israel on Saturday. It's ordered the evacuation of more villages in southern Lebanon, telling residents to move north.
Pope Francis is facing calls to overturn the Catholic Church's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender people after holding talks with LGBTQ activists at the Vatican. Michael Sennett is trans and met with the Pope.
Even though at times I feel so unwelcome, Pope Francis has always made me feel that I do belong in this church and that I am part of the Catholic faith. And so meeting him, it really means the world to me.
The 80-minute meeting held privately at the guest house where the Pope lives included a Catholic sister who works with LGBTQ people. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday to you. Welcome to Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin until the stroke of midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass Now, buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. We got a big show for you this evening. Let's dive right in. We'll do a double dip of M. Shays. This is Bleed. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Can't do it alone. Haunts me.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. A double dip of M. Shays to kick off your Saturday evening, middle of nowhere, Bleed before that. M. Shays, she's playing at the High Noon Saloon for freaking Hollow Weekend, Saturday, October 26. They're paying tribute to the Police, along with Ask for Jane and the Barnacles. And of course, we'll have more details about freaking Hollow Weekend coming up later in the show. We're going to talk with Adam Schabo from Freakin' Hollow Weekend at 6:30, and Noah from the Earthlings at 7:30. Terry Barr is going to come in and give us an interview from Trapper Shep at 8:30. And of course, Live in the Lair is going to replay tonight with Lake Waves Trio. They were in a couple weeks ago in Live in the Lair. We're going to replay that show for you. And then at 10 o'clock change, Christopher Neal will pop in with Indy 45 and After Hours with Rob Roberts tonight at 11 o'clock. I'm Jimmy K. Terry Barr and Rocker are both off tonight, but we're going to rock it. Let's do a song from Willie Porter, Baseball on the Radio. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Family station wagon 1973. We were driving to the store, Bob Uecker calling the place. Just a 9-year-old kid, my dad had nothing to say, nothing. asked him, what do we need? He said, I don't know. Well, why did we drive to Sears? He said, it's good to hear some baseball on the radio. And for now, your mother's not here. For now, your mother's not here. My kids are working for cash. Radio says the pitcher just brushed him back. Just a little tin music backed him out of the box. Duke is weaving a story like he's knitting some socks. Yeah. Well, the book is always better than the movie. See the pitch in my mind as it goes. Bill painting the garage and his cleanup triage. Do you want, come on, Brewers, let's go. Do you want, come on, Brewers, let's go. Get up, get out of here, gone. Ball it up, vanish like a song. Now everybody's laughing, dancing along. Baseball on the
the radio. That's Willie Porter, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. You can see Willie Porter at the Burr Oak here in Madison, October 24th. It's in celebration of the 25th anniversary of the release of his album Falling Forward. Looking forward to that. Hey, I got details about Flannel Fest coming your way soon. Stick around for that. Right now, the Aldrify Blues Band out of Milwaukee, and you've got to earn it.
Stones from a rock. Oh, you've got to break it. We'll be right back. fix them.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to learn. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece. Everybody's got a boat to row. Everybody loves an afterglow. Everybody keep one hand on your phone. Everybody needs a holiday. Everybody lets the bad days marinate. Everybody's lives in retrograde. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. Everybody form an echelon as everybody leaves Babylon. Everybody in the crowd just sing along. What we need, what we need, yeah, just a little piece. What we need, what we need, what we need, yeah, just a little piece. What we need, what we need, what we need. Tragedy, we can build it up.
ones have tried to eat. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece. By piece. By piece. By piece.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the Mascot Theory, piece by piece by piece. The 11th Annual Flannel Fest is happening November 15th and 16th, on the 15th at Tanner's Grill and Bar in Kimberly, Wisconsin, on the 16th back here in Madison at the Barrymore Theater. Both shows will feature Blitz and Trapper, Old 97s, The Mascot Theory, and the Beth Keeley Band. Advance tickets are available right now and highly encouraged because both shows are going to sell out. Flannel Fest is an annual fundraising event to benefit the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. Flannel Fest has raised over $137,000 for that fund over the past decade to help our neighbors in need. Find more information and make a donation right now to the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund at kwwf.org/donate. That's kwwf.org/donate. Coming up, we're going to chat with Adam Schwabo for Freakin' Hollow Weekend. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio, Saturday, October 26th at the High Noon here in Madison. We're going to have all the details for you next.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2.75 cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, but sometimes we play the big bands too. That was Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, and Fire on High from the Face the Music album. We'll tell you why we're playing ELO in just a moment. First, let me tell you, if you missed any part of the show, if you're tuning in late or you just want to hear it again, you can head to the podcast page. There's two places you can catch them, maxincradio.com and, of course, at civicmedia.us. Just go to the Max Inc. Radio page and download all the podcasts you want. You know, Max Inc. is sponsoring a big Halloween event. It's at the High Noon Saloon. It's happening Saturday, October 26th. It's called the Freakin' Hollow Weekend. And one of the organizers is on the phone with me right now. It's Adam Shawbo. Adam, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy K. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Did I get your name right, Shawbo?
Yeah, awesome. You got it.
I'm notorious for screwing up people's names, but I'm happy I got yours right.
Usually people don't get the name right, so that's great.
Hey, Adam, thanks so much for coming on. Freakin' Halloween, it is a Madison staple for the last 18 years that you've been doing this show. Let's start with the history of the show. Go back 18 years, and where did you get the crazy idea to throw a huge music show on Halloween?
Yeah, it was one of those things where there was a website called Dane 101 that I wrote for and was part of one of the editors. And we decided to start this tribute band weekend. We came up with the name Freakin' Hollow Weekend. It used to be two nights, Friday night and Saturday night, and it's always been at the High Noon Saloon. And it was a way to promote local bands and local artists, as well as our own website, which was like a local news and art website. And then that went away, and I just couldn't let the Freakin' Hollow Weekend go. So I just kept on doing it. And that's when I brought my partner in crime, Chad Oshak, in to help me out with it.
You know, Chad's been involved in so many projects over the years in the Madison music scene. He's a great musician, drummer in particular, but lately he's been getting into the saxophone, which is really exciting.
Yes.
How did you and Chad get together? I know he came in a couple of years after you lost another business partner in this, but how did you and Chad get together?
Yeah. So I always, you know, I'm a musician as well, and I've always known Chad. He played at the Freakin' Hollow Weekend before he was, you know, an organizer for it. But we actually met, not met, but we got really close when we were filming the movie that I wrote and directed called The New World Horror, and he was our camera operator. And so I was telling him about this dilemma. I'm like, I don't know if I have time to do this if it's just me. And he offered his services, and since then it's been great.
That's fantastic. Freakin' Halloween Weekend happening at the High Noon Saloon Saturday, October 26th. We'll tell you how to get tickets here in a moment. Over the years, Adam, has there been a particular event or a particular act, a performance that's very memorable to you?
There have been so many, I can tell you.
It's like picking your children. I know this is a tough question.
It is a tough question. And the one I always come back, cause I have gotten this question asked. The one I come back to is, it sounds like there's a motive to it and it isn't. It is when Chad Oshak sang for the first time. He did the Black Crowes. And I knew Chad as a drummer, and Dana Palaban, who's running for Dane County Executive right now, go out and vote, and a bunch of them just blew me away. I never heard Chad sing, and that was his first time singing publicly ever, and it was just, the whole performance blew me away. And that was, again, before he was organizing the event. But I remember specifically, like, wow, he's got that in him, you know? So it was great.
Chad never ceases to amaze people, for sure. Adam Schaubo on the air with us right now. Freaking Hollow Weekend at the High Noon, Saturday, October 26th. You know, for years, Max, I'm a Mink rocker, always did a spooktacular, most of the time opposite of you guys here in Madison. And one of the two acts that really stood out to me over those years was Y-Lab doing Motley Crue and Lords of the Trident doing, I believe it was Iron Maiden one year. And I thought those were really cool.
I love both of those bands a lot. And this, you know, this year, which is nice, we're getting into a little bit more metal with Metallica being on the bill.
Yeah.
A lot of times we're a little more poppier, and this year we're like, let's lean into some interesting acts. And it sounds like they're doing all early Metallica, Cliff Burton stuff. And I'm early Metallica fan, I'm really excited about that one.
And that's the headliner. Let's dive into the lineup here a little bit. Of course, Metallica be performed by Iron Metal Jackson. I'm not familiar with Iron Metal Jackson.
I am not either. It's someone I think Chad found. They're regularly kind of a metal tribute band, or just a metal tribute band. They do a lot of different metal songs. And this is the first time they're like choosing an actual band and performing as that band. And I should mention all these bands, and throughout the years, the bands work really hard for one night.
Right.
You know, like,
there's a lot of work.
Oh my gosh, there's so much work involved I've been playing in each one of them as well. And so it is a lot of work. And so come out, support the local bands and the effort they put in.
Some of the other artists that are playing that night, we have a Duran Duran tribute performed by
members. That's the band I'm in.
Chabelles, Gentle Brontosaurus, and Kitty Butler. I'm excited to hear the Duran Duran tribute because I'm a classic Duran Duran fan. I like a few of their songs, I should just say, but what a great band to pay tribute to. How about the Radiohead tribute performed by the Earthlings? Super excited about that.
Yes, that's going to be great as well. And can I just say, being in the Duran Duran band and being in the practices, it's sounding
good. Yeah.
usually I'm sweating at this time, like, oh, we're not going to get... But it's sounding actually really good.
And you're in the Chabelles, right, Adam?
The Chabelles and Kitty Butler.
Oh, and Kitty Butler. Okay.
Yeah, and then Gentle Brontosaurus. We have a member of Gentle Brontosaurus in it. But Radiohead at 9 o'clock. Performed by the Earthlings. Now the Earthlings have been a staple with us the last maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They always bring it. They're always great. They're always 110%. And I can't actually think about doing this without the Earthlings ever. So I'm so happy that I know you're going to be interviewing Noah. And that's because they're such a huge part of the last 10 years of Freakin' Hollow Weekend.
And Noah will be on the air with us next hour. We got ELO. We just played some ELO. That's going to be performed in tribute by Sean Michael Dargan, who is just a wonderful musician here in Madison.
Yeah, he really is, and he's got a whole setup with a cello player and a small orchestra, if you will. And I love ELO.
Yeah,
I'm a huge ELO fan, and I've been waiting for someone to do ELO. I knew my band couldn't. I was waiting for someone to do it, and I was excited when I heard about him wanting to do it. So.
I can only imagine Sean's the perfect guy to pay tribute to ELO. Yes. He's such a great musician.
Absolutely.
And you
he
know,
really is.
Typically when you go to shows like this, you never know what you're going to get for an opening act, but you all are bringing out The Police, performed by members of M'Shays and Ask for Jane and The Barnacles.
Yes. So one of the members, Jennifer Hedstrom, from Ask for Jane, she's also in one of my bands, Kitty Butler. And she was talking how much she loves the Police and wanted to do a Police tribute band sometime. And I'm like, you should do it for a freaking Halloween. And so, yeah, she put a really good band together. And I'm excited to hear, cause all of these bands I love,
yes,
you know? So as an opening act too, we have a really strong lineup.
It is a strong lineup.
I'm really excited.
Music starts at 7 o'clock. The Police, ELO, Radiohead, Duran Duran, and Metallica at 11:30. There's also a costume contest we should touch on here too. This is kind of the staple of the staple, Adam. Talk about the costume.
Really
talk about the contest and what people have to do to make sure they win this thing, and what are some of the prizes?
Well, first of all, creative and unique costumes is always better than store-bought costumes, right? You know, if you just have money and buy a really cool costume, usually the judges, again, I'm not one of the judges, we have secret judges judging everybody there. And then we have third place, second place, first place. And the grand prize is $200 cash prize.
Yeah.
But here, if I can just switch right into our other, not our major sponsor like you, that we're so happy we're partnering with this year, Max Inc. Radio. So when I heard you guys wanted to, thinking about sponsoring us, I was immediately thinking it was like sponsoring us for AA or something. Nothing of our freaking out weekend. Just our addiction to drugs and alcohol. That was for freaking hell weekend. Okay, great. So for the other prizes, we have Mad City Music and B-Side, you know, two of the best record stores in Madison. We have Wart, who always gives us some great swag. We have Stark Weather Tattoo Collective. And I would suggest getting a Max Inc. tattoo if you win that.
Ooh.
You know, that would be great.
There you go.
Big Top has given us Madison Mallard tickets and Madison Forward FC tickets, the soccer team. And Physical Media is not dead. So there's 4-Star Video is also has a gift card. When you have a hangover the next day, you can get a massage at Massage East. We have Madison Drum Makers that's offering big drum kit for the night, as well as Super Duper's printing all our posters and stuff for free. So they are also huge parts of that. I just want to make Hotel K pet sitting gift certificate. So and if you don't have a pet, it's a great gift.
It's a great gift to give away.
Right.
Adam Shawbaugh, thank you so much for taking the time. Freaking Hollow Weekend is at the High Noon Saloon. Is what, just 2 weeks away, October 26th.
Yes.
It's a busy day in Madison, but set your calendar for that. You want to get there early. You definitely want to get your tickets early. Advanced tickets are on sale right now for $15. You can get them at the Sylvie box office or just go to high-noon.com to grab your tickets.
We sold out last year.
Yeah,
so
you did.
It's important to get that ahead of time.
Absolutely.
We had to turn people away, unfortunately. So definitely come out.
Even if you get lucky and get an extra ticket day of show, you're going to save yourself $5 by getting the advanced tickets. And good news, it's an 18 and up show. So if you're between the age of 18 and 20 and 21 in that purgatory age range, you can still go and have a good time and maybe win a couple $100 in a costume contest.
Yes. Yes. That's very true. I like that being called purgatory. I've never heard that.
Oh, it was horrible. Hey, Adam, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and happy Halloween to you, brother.
Oh, happy Halloween to you.
I appreciate you. Let's do some Shawn Michael Dargan right now, the Undertaker's daughter. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her. Till they left her. stale, end up crushed and bloody, ground deep into the soil. She tried to fix her car today, drove that wounded beast away, leaves two trails behind her, one of blood and one of oil. Life can be so dull when you get what you want. Life can be so dull.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Sean Michael Dargan and the Undertaker's Daughter. Thanks to Adam for coming on, sharing all the information with us for freaking Halloween weekend happening Saturday, October 26th at the High Noon Saloon. Terry Barr will be on location doing some live check-ins while I'm on the air Saturday night. Make sure you find her, say hi, get in that costume contest for you, the chance to win some big money and some big prizes from our awesome sponsors. Thanks to Adam and Chado for putting together freaking Halloween weekend. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Noah from the Earthlings. Music from Something to Do and Faces for Radio. And we'll kick off the hour with a double dip of a band taking part in freaking Halloween weekend. And they are playing tribute to Duran Duran. Right now, it's Work. You can catch these guys at Oak Brewing Company in West Allis next Friday, October 18th. Here's Ignition. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.